much. Congratulations on the victory. I think really there's two things that really got you guys this lead and really, I think, opened some things up. One was your three-point shooting, and two was your rebounding.
You know, our defense, you know, they got some easy shots every once in a while, but we didn't give them very many second shot opportunities. No. We really did a great job. Even the littles and the bigs, everybody contributed to getting those boards. Mm-hmm. And that really helped us not give them so many looks at the basket. You know, offensively, we were also crashing the boards hard and getting to the rim. So, you know, rebounds was just great, you know, and tonight they finally had a confidence. All year, you know, we've kind of struggled a little bit from the line or three-point line, and tonight they stepped up and wanted this game really bad.
I noticed that really for probably one of the few times or maybe the first time this year, your post players, even though they're a little bit undersized, they weren't afraid to attack the opponent that were bigger than them.
No, they weren't. And we needed to do that to try to get them in foul trouble and just to make sure we put a presence there so they had to guard us. And we just stepped up, and the girls just worked hard, and everybody reacted, and super proud of their effort tonight.
You don't want to underlining, if that's the right word, but probably the thing that's not going to show up maybe in a lot of things was your defense. I thought you guys really contested shots well. You guys made those adjustments after the first quarter. You mentioned it, that Beeler was getting a lot of their points at the post. They did a good job of pinning your girls there, but you guys made the adjustments, and they didn't get a lot of those after the rest of the night.
You know, we knew our game plan. The first quarter, we had a lot of nerves. You know, we saw them. They were big and physical, and we knew we had to step up, and the girls never put their heads down. They were just like, okay, we got to fight harder. You know, we want this bad, and everybody stepped up. We changed some people around and making them guard different people, and they just worked hard. You know, it was a physical game, and Beeler was good on the inside, and they had shooters on the outside. So, you know, our girls really stepped up their defense.
They did, and how about a big night there from Erica? She ends up with 21 points. She had been at that 15-point mark four times this year, and finally broke the seal in the fourth quarter, but, you know, she was big at the line for you guys down the stretch. She hit 6 of 6, and it was big for her confidence shooting 21 points.
You know, she's struggled a little bit this year, but she's just kind of been patient and, you know, not worried about it because, you know, teammates have really stepped up and did their thing. And tonight just happened to be her night. You know, that's the way this year has gone. Every girl has a night, and we just got to praise that girl. And, you know, the other girls were getting her the ball when we needed it, and she stepped up and had the confidence in late in the game and knocked down some free throws. So, you know, I'm super proud of her. But, you know, I'm more proud of the entire team effort that we put out there tonight.
I don't want to take away from Kendall's 14 because she had 11 of her points there in the second half. But how about your team in a clutch situation? I think they learned some things there. They haven't been in that tight situation with the lead in a while. And Beeler kept making their punches, throwing haymakers. She kept answering. But you guys are big down the stretch of the line. I think I had you for 11 of 14 in the fourth quarter.
You know, I think this is probably our best free throw shooting night. You know, everybody that got to the line really believed that they could make it tonight, and they stepped up and got what they needed to do. You know, everybody, you know, Kendall made some pressure free throws late in the game.
Yes.
So I'm super proud of everybody for taking it in stride and just working one play at a time. And, you know, we finished and we got the last run, and that's all that matters.
Absolutely. Well, you're off to Wellington. They won big over Ulysses, but you knew that was a possibility. But you know what? You're still alive. You're the one of the last 16 teams in 3A or 4A, excuse me.
You know, our goal was to get to the championship game of Substate, and we made it. And, you know, Wellington's a good team, and they're a phenomenal team, actually.
Yeah.
we're going to have to play our A++++ game. But these girls have the confidence, and they're going to get it. They're going to give everything they've got. They're going to work hard these next couple of days, and we're going to be ready to play. You know, we're not just going to walk in and say, oh, it's your game. We're going to work hard, and we're going to give them everything we got.
The nice thing about that game, Coach, it's in March. March Madness.
Yes. Anything happens in March, right?
Absolutely. Well, Coach, congratulations. This is a great effort for your team on the road here tonight. And we'll get to do it again this week later on here.
All right. Sounds good, Adam. Thank you.